Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Imagine for a moment that you're one of the tombs or one of the guards at the tomb. Standing there, the idea is that you're going to keep the disciples away so that they can't come and steal Jesus' body. So you're standing there, prepared to use force if necessary to keep people away from the tomb. Suddenly, the earth quakes, and an angel descends and rolls the stone away and sits on it. Clothing white as snow, appearance like lightning. You quake. You're overcome with paralysis. I mean, you've been ready to keep the disciples away, but an angel of the Lord, well, that's something entirely different. But fortunately for you, the angel's business is with the two women who have come to see the tomb and not with you. You know, I like all the gospel stories of the resurrection, but I especially like Matthew, his story of the empty tomb. It just seems so fitting that Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were the first to receive the news of the risen Christ and to encounter him. They'd been at the cross. They were there when he was laid in his tomb. And now they're receiving love's reward. The first to know the joy of the resurrection. They're told, do not be afraid. And of course, that's fitting. If I ever see an angel of the Lord, I imagine he's going to have to say, do not be afraid. Then they were told, I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has been raised as he said. Their urge to believe, not in so many words, but in so many words. He is not here. He has been raised as he said. The angel reminds them of Jesus' promise. And then he shows them the empty tomb. But the angel's every word summons them to believe. And they're urged to share. They're commissioned to share the words of the angel and the words of Jesus himself, which tell them to proclaim the good news to the disciples, to his brothers, to share with others, to go and tell. A command given Mary Magdalene and the other Mary. And frankly, a command given to us. He is not here. He has been raised as he said. Go and tell. Jesus has gone ahead of his disciples to Galilee. And he will see them there as he promised back in chapter 26. Jesus will meet them in Galilee, the Galilee of the Gentiles. Seems kind of fitting, doesn't it? That at that time, the first people to see the risen Lord were women. And then Jesus goes to Galilee, Galilee of the Gentiles, to meet his brothers, his disciples. It's unheard of, really. It was a reversal of the values of the time. Now, did you notice that the angel told them twice, he has been raised? Frankly, you can't hear it often enough. He has been raised from the dead. Christ is alive. Christ is risen. The women were last at the cross, first at the tomb, and the first to experience the incredible joy of meeting the risen Lord. And filled with joy, they take hold of his feet and they worship him. The Son of God, divine, incarnate, raised. And they're commanded to rejoice, to be glad. The Greek word chaireta, translated as greetings in our text, and it has that meaning as a secondary meaning, actually means be glad. Rejoice. And Jesus is telling them greetings, of course, but also rejoice, because he has given them something to rejoice about. He has given us something to rejoice about. The risen Lord, no longer in a tomb. Christ is risen. Let's try it again. Christ is risen. Okay. So, dear friends, on this Easter morning and hereafter, rejoice, be glad in our risen Lord. And again, I say rejoice, and then share the reason for your joy, for your gladness. Share it with others, because you have been commissioned also. Go and tell the good news. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen.